It is Monday, and that means Laura Kennard's with us. Laura is from Drake University, as well as dmbizmixer.com. Stuff going on in the metro when it comes to business events, and we'll clue you in as we sit in our favorite coffee shop at Grounds for Celebration in the Village of Windsor Heights. Laura, welcome back.
Hey, how was...
Florida was fabulous. You know, of course, I had to do this every day while I was there.
I
was competing with the newscast and with my bride at the same time. She wanted equal time.
Imagine that.
It was just... But we got it done. We got it done. Got back, thank God. Everything was safe. And the critters, everybody was good. So, yeah. We're back.
You're back.
Yeah, last week was kind of a weird week because we flew back on Memorial Day.
Right.
And so it was the day off because we didn't do the broadcast then.
Yeah.
Because the stock market was closed.
Stock markets, yeah.
But so there's a four-day week, but I also do, you know, a regular Sunday program over at KXEL.
Right.
In Waterloo, and so yeah, it's just nothing changes, you know, just keep on rolling. Yeah,
it gets complicated to have a vacation.
Yeah, right. It does get everything gets complicated.
All right. Well then,
what do we got going on in the business world when it comes to education and networking and stuff?
Well, so I wanted to just recap Iowa Center for Economic Success.
Yes.
We haven't talked about them for a little bit. They have regular stuff they do all the time. So I'm just going to give you a little rundown because it starts on Monday with Mondays for Money.
Right.
Okay, so Iowa Center for Economic Success is a fantastic group of mostly ladies that run it, but they also have a gentleman that works with microloans, and they can cover everything from your helping you with tax needs, getting your business started up. They have a program with AARP for starting your own business over 50.
That's right. That's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, that is coming up. So that's why I wanted to just mention what they have coming up here in June. So tonight... Mondays for Monday. I'm not tonight. It's over the noon hour. My apology. Let me double check and make sure it is over the noon hour, but I'm almost positive that it is. It is noon to one. Yes, Mondays for Money. So actually, you'll have to catch it next Monday, but they do it every Monday. And you can go and just talk about finding capital for your to get your business started. And so it's all money topics. So then Wednesday of this week, also over the noon hour, Wednesdays at noon, is an overview of the Iowa Women's Business Center site. So they do have some special services
right.
for women, and they kind of give you an overview of what that is. Then we also have they do a First Friday event, first Friday of every month. So that's this Friday, by the way. We're already on our first Friday of June. So the June 1st Friday will be with Ying Sa, and I believe, let me double check, but First Friday will be held at the Greater Des Moines Partnership.
Okay.
Okay. So I wanted to make sure we
700,
got that right.
Locust, yes. Downtown.
Indeed. And so Ying Sa is the founder of Community CPA, and rather than being out on university, it'll be this First Friday event will be
at the partnership.
At the partnership.
Got it.
So. And then they also have a Topical Tuesday coming up June 18th, which is also Access to Capital. So those are some other...
Money, money, money.
So just money. To let you know, you can go to theiowacenter.org, and they've always... So they've got their whole June calendar. But just to recap, Mondays for Money, always... Wednesdays is always an overview over the noon hour of their services for women to start their business. Every first Friday, they do a first Friday speaker that features a business woman that's in conjunction with the Greater Des Moines Partnership. And then they have some special events that you can look for, like Dream Builder, which is their kind of boot camp workshop. And, of course, this AARP workshop coming up. And then... periodically they have Topical Tuesday, so just always look for their event calendar every month, and they've got great stuff going on. So in addition to that, then we've got some things coming up this week Tuesday. So tomorrow there's a new thing we've never talked about, and I stumbled on it because I was looking for something else actually. There's a Tech Tuesday. This is through the Iowa Technology Association.
Correct.
In Des Moines, and but it's for, they serve all of Iowa. And this Tech Tuesday is a quarterly event. They'll have a speaker, And they also have networking, food, tours. Sounds like a really neat event that you do every quarter. And this time it's going to be at Altoona's Light Edge Data Center. So go. I guess so you get a tour of the data center and
get to travel outside of the city of Des Moines and head over to Altoona.
Right. So I would suggest to go over to Technology Association of Iowa website and get registered if that's something that you, it's not a cost event, but they probably just want to know how many people are showing up.
Sure.
So that's Tuesday. Wednesday, of course, we still are trucking along with Million Cups through the summer. 8 to 8:30 is the networking. 8:30 to 9 is the presentation. And 9 to 9:30, you get a weigh in on that business. Give them feedback, constructive criticism. Also, just kind of hear what other people in the audience have to say. And maybe it gives you some inspiration for your own
business.
That's right. So right after that, you can scoot on over to West End Architectural Salvage, which is just a couple minutes away from the, also right off of ML King there. But you want to go to right under the 9th Street Bridge. So head up about six blocks off the...
you can walk.
From,
you, go ahead. You keep your car parked at the Science Center and then just walk
just,
over.
You can walk right over. So that is a Friends of Small Business, which is a very informal networking group. Great group of people get together and basically share leads that they might be looking for, but also share ideas. There's a lot of marketing. That's a very marketing intensive little group. There's a lot of marketing people that will help you get some new ideas for marketing your business. And one exciting thing, Dave Macon is the guy that runs that. And he has actually taken up residency at West End Architectural Salvage. So upstairs, he has a cute little office tucked away among, I said, you're tucked away among the relics. So they've carved out a little space for him, and he's got some antique furniture. And so you can find him amongst the furniture upstairs.
Good for him.
And that's really cool because then you can just... you know, maybe ask him to see his office if you come.
Yeah.
Also on Wednesday over the noon hour, 11:30 to 1, AMA Iowa is doing an event at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club. Their speaker is Jessica Best, and she's spoken with them before with very high remarks from her previous presentations. She'll be talking about the balancing act between being relevant and privacy. So we are talking all the time about this sort of one-on-one marketing that you can do through technology where you're sending out very detailed information based on maybe information that we unwittingly share with different social media, et cetera, which gives us both this very relevant experience, but also it raises that red flag of when are we giving out too much information and how do they protect your privacy while they're still using that data to be very relevant to you? So that's an interesting topic and I think very current topic. And that's $40 for non-members and guests, and it's $25 for members and students. So you will need to go to AMA Iowa and register right away if you want to attend that. Of course, it's going to include a nice lunch as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. Just today we had a story about Russia and Tinder. So if you're looking for a Russian bride on Tinder.
Oh, my goodness.
Get this. No, we just had the story. And it's all about how now the Russian government wants all of the user data to anyone who uses Tinder in Russia.
Really?
Yes. So there's a privacy concern for you.
No kidding. Wow. Whoa. Because that's very private. That's some very private info when you're very interesting.
See what you learn here. Yeah.
So as we mentioned before, of course, this is also the first Friday. So there's all sorts of things going on so we already mentioned one First Friday event coming up at the partnership, which is over the noon hour. But we also have Tech Brew AM, which is also Technology Association of Iowa, and it will also be at West End Architectural Salvage, so you can just head right back there on Friday morning.
And then see Dave Macon.
Yeah, again, yes, I imagine. So I think that starts at 7:30 in the morning, and it goes to, I think, 9 a.m. So that's just an open house. I know that they do have a speaker briefly that's usually the sponsor host. And again, if you haven't seen Weston Architectural Salvage,
gotta go.
Pretty nice. I actually just bought some furniture for my space out there. So
nice.
Of course, you know, I'm still trucking along on opening up our event and co-working and incubation studio out at Southridge Mall. Part of that is, you know, we need furniture and I wanted some little pieces that were different. So we got those from Weston Architectural Salvage, a couple of things. Yeah. And so creative, like the things that they turn something into from is just like
pretty amazing. Isn't
amazing.
It?
Yeah. It's so amazing. So also First Friday means that you can co-work for free out at Gravitate. And if you have not had an opportunity to go to the downtown Gravitate, where Jeff Wood has been pulling that together between
Beautiful.
Two locations for several years now, and they now have expanded. They've got you can have an office, you can co-work, or they have like little privacy offices, so you don't. If you need to have a meeting and drop in, but have it be private, but you don't have your own office there, it's a total flex space. So they also do, different speakers and programming. If you go to Gravitate's website, you'll see that they have a whole lineup of events they do across both of their locations as well. So I wanted to end on one final note, and that's just to talk about the Hashies, which is a social media club. This is not an event that's going to be held right away, but August 22nd. But the reason why it's important to talk about it is that if you want to win a Hashie Award, you need to be pulling together your entry and enter that by July 15th. So they have categories across all the social media platforms. So if you feel like, you know, you're a Twitter guru and what you do on Twitter is exceptional, or Instagram or Facebook, you can look and see all the categories. They also have an overall social media category, campaigns. They have some things that are specific for student endeavors that if a student has been working on a social media campaign. So they have all sorts of opportunities for you to get your efforts recognized, and everyone from individual people and small businesses through some agencies. And so the cool thing about the event, too, even if you don't enter, is it's a great time to just get some inspiration for your social media.
Yeah, I've been to several of those, and it seems that agencies rule there.
Agencies
tend to take home the gold most of the time.
Yeah, they kind of... That's interesting. Maybe we should talk at some point between having agency and maybe having a small business section or something like that. But definitely it's worth, and if you are a small business, you'd be down an agency, that'd be pretty cool. But it's definitely a place for inspiration. And just as an FYI, the Social Media Club of Des Moines has great opportunity for you to join at very low cost. And they also have a lot of free events or very low cost events that really not only are just fun, networking, entertaining, but bring in people that can help you learn about what's the latest, greatest, and new, which of course, you know, changes all the time with social media, but also kind of just shows it in action and gives you some opportunity to get some hands-on exposure to like what other people are doing in social media for their marketing.
You know, speaking of social media, a good friend of ours who started the 140 character conference, Jeff Plover. Remember Jeff?
Yeah.
He has...
And Deb would bring it here.
Deb Brown, right?
Deb Brown. And her birthday was this...
Yes, it was, as a matter of fact.
Yesterday, maybe?
What would we do without Facebook?
I know.
But Jeff has started a new company. It's a consulting company. And I saw his launch video last week or the week before. It's kind of interesting. You know, Jeff, he lost just tons of weight, and he looks like a totally different guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But
he's doing this...
Yeah,
he's doing this on a regular basis now. And so anytime I stop and think, and then another friend of mine just posted a photograph, and Joe Cherry is from Kansas, and indicated in this post that the 140 character conference remanufactured Joe's life. and now has the company is called Wild Heart Social Media. And so Jeff Blover and all of the folks from 140 Character Conference years ago kind of put this person
That's amazing.
Up on,
yeah.
So, you know, it still rules, kids.
Yeah, and you know, we live in a digital age where the while it's a crowded, loud, if you take the time and the effort to figure out how to like leverage it, you have the opportunity to come in and make a splash in a way that we never would have been able to do before the digital age. So it's kind of, there's good and bad, right? So it gives us great opportunities and at the same time, a lot to learn all the time about how to use it effectively. So,
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, she's from Drake University as well as dmbizmixer.com. We will have links to her site up on the radio blog. Thanks, Laura. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
All right, we got to clear on out of here. That's it for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.